T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Matt Rausch is the TV Insider. He joins us every Monday morning at this time. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I want to start with the Olympics because my viewing habits with the Olympics are such where I'm logging on to Peacock, and there's many different options, and I find it hard to understand which events are live and which ones are, you know, on tape. Something by design so we really kind of maybe keep our interest in things that have already happened?
Well, that has been the way for quite a long time when the Olympics are happening in such a different time zone. But I think with NBC, and I think it's really taking form this year because we've just moved so much forward in streaming in just the last couple of years, even since the last Olympics, that now there are just so many ways to consume these Olympics. And yeah, in terms of what's live, just got to figure that because their morning is our evening and our evening is their morning, that you're going to get a very few live events that are like swimming can be live in the evening because that's a morning thing that's happening in the morning. And if there's something happening in the evening, then we can watch it in our morning. But the primetime event that NBC, you know, hangs most of its promotion on is usually a very packaged affair with just a very few live events, like, say, swimming or something. Like last night, the swimming heats were all live, which was really exciting. But most everything else you see has happened earlier. And you can see that stuff earlier if you want to because there are so many options and so many channels, and including streaming. If you put the NBC Sports app on your streaming portal, you can watch just about anything. There's a whole menu of sports. You can see which ones are live and which ones aren't. NBCOlympics.com/schedule online will tell you where everything is and when everything is, and we'll tell you if there are some live events. Not everything will be live. But, yeah, it really is quite a challenge to put it all together. And so even if the ratings don't look like they're as robust for NBC as they used to be, their streaming numbers are way up for Peacock and for the NBC Sports app. So the idea of how we're watching the Olympics now is so much different than it used to be, although most people will probably still watch because they don't have time to watch Olympics all day, that they'll watch the primetime thing and see the major events, gymnastics, swimming, next week track and field. But in terms of what's live and what's not, not a lot of it's going to be live because there are 13 hours difference, and that's a pretty long stretch.
You led me right into my next question, which is this: measuring popularity of the Olympics. You mentioned you get streaming numbers, and is there a way to determine the total number of viewers?
Well, we probably will start getting those numbers spun at us this week. All we know is that the opening ceremonies from Friday were way down in terms of linear viewing, but of course they showed them in the morning and the evening, so that probably depressed some of the numbers, but also the streaming numbers were way up by like 70%. But in terms of how many are actually doing that, that's a number that they'll probably start giving us as of this week. We really don't have numbers for the first weekend that really mean anything yet, but I think that the numbers are going to be cumulative, not just who's watching NBC, but who also is watching it on NBCSN, and then the fact that the Olympic Channel is a tennis channel. If you like tennis, you can watch that there. And if all those numbers are put together, you probably have a lot of eyeballs still watching the Olympics. They're just not all watching it on NBC like you used to.
Talking about Jeopardy, LeVar Burton stepping in as guest host. Does he have a shot to get the full-time gig?
There is a lot of talk about that. This is the LeVar Burton who used to host Reading Rainbow and is beloved by people because of his stressing education on television. He's raising charity for Reading is Fundamental, so he seems like a really right guy to do it. But there was a huge fan campaign to get him into the roster of guest hosts like 250,000 signing a petition at Jeopardy that give this guy a shot. So there's already a fan base behind him. He has the desire to do it. And we'll see. He's going to be the guest host all week. And they've got to make the announcement pretty soon where Jeopardy is concerned, because they're going to start production on the new season pretty soon. So either they've got the guest host already picked and they're going to announce it very soon, or they're just about to make the decision. But one way or the other, he's probably got a pretty good shot. Aaron Rodgers is the other guy who really said that he'd love to do it. We'll see if that ever works out. I don't know. And maybe even Ken Jennings or somebody from within the show. But we really don't know yet. They've been playing it very close to the vest about that. But they got to make an announcement soon, because they got to start making the new episodes pretty soon.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers may need a job from over here in Green Bay.
Yeah, right.
Matt, where can we read your work?
TV Guide Magazine and TVInsider.com.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate the time, as always.
Oh, you bet. Thanks a lot.
That's Matt Rausch, TV Insider, joins us every Monday at this time. We are live from Interlochen Country Club. It is the 17th annual Federated Challenge benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Great morning, and we'll have plenty more coming up from Interlochen in the next hour. CBS News, Steve's update on the way. Adam Carter, News Talk 830 WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.